after the news at 6 o'clock. Martin Summers' usual roundup of world events too in the second hour after six. On to our news review in a minute, but first, Bristol's two weekend weather forecasts from the weatheroutlook.com. Tonight, lows of 13 Celsius and some light rain this weekend, highs around 16, fairly wet on Saturday with some sunny spells, sunnier on Sunday with some showers. Next week, highs up to 20 Celsius, wetter at the beginning of the week, slightly sunnier and warmer towards the end of the week. Next weekend, that's the 7th and 8th of July, highs down a little bit to 16 again, sunny spells and showers. That was Bristol's two-weekend weather forecast from theweatheroutlook.com. First this week, though, the Lopresti report, and Masonic Conservative MP for Filton and Bradley Stoke, Jack Lopresti, said on this show back on Friday the 13th of March he would give me a copy of the 2012 Bristol Provincial Yearbook, as the Freemasons have nothing to hide. Well, this lists the membership of Bristol's 2,000 or so Freemasons in roughly 50 lodges, many of whom meet at the Bristol Masonic Hall at 31 Park Street. Well, 2 months on, still no Bristol Provincial Yearbook. So if anyone has access to the latest or a recent Bristol Provincial Yearbook, it's a little book. It's about half an inch thick, I suppose about 3 inches by 5 inches in size. I'd really appreciate a look at it. Probably best not to entrust it to the post or a third party. Just contact me by phone or email, and you can pass photocopies on that way. And apologies also for not having a politician to help us review this week's news. There are quite a few that for whatever reason don't want to come on the radio to talk, so I've done a little list of them so you can see if your councillor is one of those either whose answer phone doesn't work or who simply didn't want to come on. The Conservatives are as follows: Richard Eddy from Bishopsworth, Kevin Quartley, also from Bishopsworth, James Stevenson from Frome Vale, Alex Pearce from St George East, and former banker and councillor for Stoke Bishop, that's another Tory, John Gulland. Well, on to the new Lib Dems, and Jackie Norman from Brislington West doesn't want to do it. Bev Knott from Bishopston doesn't do media. Patrick Hassel from Hillfields, Pete Levy from Hawfield, and also Cheryl Ann, also from Hawfield. Also Sean Emmett from Locklees, Sylvia Townsend from Redland, and Mark Bailey from Windmill Hill, and Alf Havoc, also from Windmill Hill, don't appear to want to come on the radio. There are also five Labour councillors who are shy or otherwise uncommunicative, and they are Mike Langley from Brislington East, Jeff Lovell from Filwood, Chris Jackson from Filwood 2, Barry Clark from Hengrove, and Phil Hamby, who represents Hillfields Ward. Well, the rest of the 70, that's about 55 of them, have already been on and are certainly enthusiastic. We've got a couple more to come in the next few weeks. So I hope I can persuade some of them to come on over these coming few weeks too.